I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And the National League rolls on, John.
It does, like the proverbial juggernaut. And yes, this week we, of course, have seen the beast from the east spreading across the country. It's the pest from the west. It's Charlie Baker.
Oh, what a lovely, that was like a proper
introduction, wasn't it? Like an MC. Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome. He's not the beast from the east. He's the pest from the west. This week on Call My Bluff.
Lisa Goddard. Yeah.
Now that was Give Us a Clue.
That was Give Us a Clue.
Give Us a Clue.
Give Us
with
a Clue.
Michael Parkinson.
Really great.
And Lisa Goddard.
Can we throw that in
and
there?
Because
it really funks, that theme tune. It's fantastic.
Well, hey, here's a good thing, John. The original theme tune wasn't that for Give
was
Us a
Was it not?
It was the same theme tune as Grange Hill.
Really? Why did they have the same theme tune?
Because it was a bit of library music that they didn't have to pay for. And two BBC shows used it at the same time. But with Grange Hill, it stuck. Sausage in the plate. You're probably too young for that. I don't know what I'm getting on.
Well, when I watched Grange Hill, they updated the theme tune. So it went ding, 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 ding. Anyone listening who is my age and watched Grange Hill in the 1990s will testify.
Who is the baddie when you? Because we had Gripper Stepson, who was like the bully.
Oh, I don't know. I can't really remember his name.
Bronson was the PE teacher.
I think it's safe to say it was not a golden age of Grange Hill when I watched. The characters were very unmemorable.
Proper golden age. Gripper was brilliant bully. Roland, I only want to help you, Roland. Zamo Maguire, who of course was a big junkie, so that was a big storyline with him. Bronson was like a horrible bullying teacher, and it turned out he was bald. That was a brilliant episode.
Oh, okay.
And also, I think they had a teacher that is also in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh,
the art teacher,
not Dick Van Dyke.
Whoever she was played the art teacher. She was the. You're my little choochy face, and you're my teddy bear. She's that in Chitty Chitty Bang.
Okay.
Yeah, the old Grange Hill, John. It's pretty good, wasn't it? There we are. Give us a clue. Give us a clue. And then they changed it. They changed it again, because it went from whatever the original one was, and then to another one. And then, with Michael Parkinson.
Yeah.
And Lisa Goddard. And Lionel Blair. Because it wasn't Lisa Gozard. Gozard as well. Gozard?
Gozard.
Lisa Gizzard. It was Una Stubbs for a while there, John.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Aunt Sally, of course, and Sherlock Holmes in it. She's in that as well.
Yes, Mrs. Hudson.
This doesn't feel very National League based so far.
It's almost like we're trying to avoid talking about it.
We've gone in a 80s television wormhole.
I think it's, yeah, no, the old wormhole. We've gone down a wormhole.
Down a well.
So, I mean, look, we can crack on if you want.
The National League, John.
Come on.
Been enjoying it at the moment? I'm not.
No. No, absolutely. I'm actually not. I got to a point last night, I think, where we messaged each other along the same lines. I'm thinking of just giving up football altogether.
Yeah.
If Torquay don't get promoted this year, if we blow it, if we backfire, that's going to be it for me.
Is it, John?
It's been a nice
checking out.
Look, it's been almost 25 years. It's been a nice. It's been a good run, but I think if we don't go up, it would be the appropriate time to just park it.
Big news.
Park it. Leave it there. Find another hobby. Do something else.
It's a good job we're a complete National League podcast and not just based on one team.
I'm afraid I don't think I could contribute to the podcast either. I'm afraid to say.
It would be the end of it.
Or you just have to replace me.
Does Gary... irreplaceable, John, as we know. Who's going to do the Christmas story from the start?
I'm sure you'll find someone.
I don't think we could. Not to that level.
Maybe you could get Ray to do it.
Okay. I can't do the impression. I just did a brilliant impression of Ray for you, John.
It was really, really good.
Ray the commentator.
Yeah.
Just really nailed it, didn't I? For about a minute.
It's a sort of sum up there in the Adenoids, isn't it, Dave?
Hornchurch. That's me way in. Hornchurch. Yes, Hornchurch FC. See my old stomping ground, Dave. that's Ben Whitfield. The ball's run out of play. Then I go Australian.
You do go for Australian. No, you've just got to keep saying sort of Hornchurch.
Hornchurch.
Slightly sort of local radio. Yeah, the wind just coming in there off Babbacombe.
Oh, no. What it is with Hornchurch. Why is with Hornchurch? Because you get your Essex in there.
Yeah.
So it's like all Hornchurch. But I'm trying to cover up that I'm actually from Essex. And but I go Australian is the problem. I want another terrible ball there from Sam Sheaf.
No, it's really good.
The hypothetical midfielder, Sam Sheaf.
The good news is we seem to be doing Torquay Corner early.
We're not
but
doing Torquay
watching
Corner.
Watching the game last night, there was a lot of hypotheticals going on. It was all Schrodinger's Torquay, wasn't it, really?
Which we learnt last week, John, when we had a big philosophy conversation.
Yeah.
But yes, we'll do that.
Can a player be simultaneously on the pitch and off the pitch at the same time?
We had a hypothetical bench.
Look, the good news is we've found an impression you can do at last. The
not
bad news
long.
Is it's Ray, the Torquay United live stream commentator.
Okay. Gary Johnson. I can't do it that way. I see I've gone Australian now.
No, just Hornchurch. Well just saying, keep saying Hornchurch.
Bowling Shane. I may as well be just doing that now.
Oh, for goodness
the
sake.
The thing is, John, with the National League, A, there's always too many games anyway.
Yeah.
Always. But this year, of all years, there's far too many games all the time. No wonder 80% of our team is injured.
Mm.
But also, no wonder no one's playing any games because they don't know if it's going to continue or not.
Yeah.
So, of course, people are going to go, well, we're not going to play. I honestly think that's what's happening. I think people are going, we're not going to play because we don't know how it's going to work out. Mm. So why should we bother playing? Why should we put the players at risk? Our team, Torquay United, are playing every single game.
Yeah,
and
one of the only ones you have. Yeah,
all our teams, all our players are getting injured.
Mm.
So we seem to have run out of energy and all our players are injured. So it's no wonder we're going through a bad bit of form. Because other teams aren't playing. So it's an absolute mess, John. It's an utter mess.
It is.
Because financially, no one knows what's going on.
No.
I don't know if you read the Dulwich Hamlet thread this week, where they basically went through every single point. Mm. And it's actually against the rules of the National League for us to take on the loans. It's against the rules of the National League for us to do any of the things they've asked us to do. So the National League is asking people to bend their own rules. And then a large percentage of the clubs, especially in the National League North and South, are saying they won't play. And now there's talk that the National League are going to fine them. Like what with? They're going to loan them the money to pay the fine? So the only way I can... This is how I think it's going to play out. and I might be completely wrong here. We're going to get Ollie Bayliss on. He's very good on Twitter, and he does something called the National League Show, I think.
On BBC Three Counties, I think.
Sounded like Ray then.
Oh, well, BBC, my old stomping ground.
Well, it's still at Hornchurch, Three Counties. Oh dear, what a terrible pass there. And another one goes out of, another one goes out of play.
It's more terrible touches, Dave.
Yeah, and of course the wind blowing off Babacom, Dave. Anyway, well, this is what I think is going to happen. I think it's a race to play as many games as possible. Because I think the National League realise they're backing themselves into a corner here.
Yeah.
They want to keep their promotion and to the EFL. So I think it's a race to see if they can get over 65% of games played. Then I just think they'll have to go, right, we're going to have to call it because no one's playing. Because people are going to just stop playing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is going to be the problem, isn't it? So it sounds like, I mean, National League North and South are going to go. They're probably going to...
They'll stop. Yeah. They'll just stop. They'll just null and void that, I think. And then
which leads the National League to try and keep
going. No relegation.
Yeah.
So all you should do is go, look, if you want to drop out, you drop out, everyone else plays. Well, you just call it. You just go, right, that's it. There we are. Should have played your games. I mean, that sounds good for us. The trouble is, every single argument make them sound like they're being biased towards their own team. Mm. You can't help do that. And of course they're going to do that. Just want to play bloody football. Just want to watch football. That's all it is. It's just taking up far too much of my life. The worry about this subject. Anyway, God.
I know. Should we crack on and work
what's
out
what's
coming
up? What's in the podcast, John?
Come on. So this week, we've got lots of news. I'd like to say at this point, not to make a roth my own back, I think quite funny news.
Oh,
last
John,
week,
you don't say that. You let other people be the judge.
Last week, really boring news.
Here's a great
news.
Joke. That's the worst thing to say. Who wants to hear a great joke?
Okay, look, I thought I'm quite pleased with that anyway, but look, I'll let you, the listener, be the judge of that.
Yes, thank you, John.
What else are we going to do apart from the news? I think we're going to speak to a man of the cloth.
Yes.
A holy man.
I noticed, John, that a couple of weeks ago when I was signing in to watch the Barnet feed, they offered a lot of, is it prefixes? Yeah, prefixes to what you could call yourself. And I noticed one of them was Reverend, John. One of them was Reverend, which of course I didn't. The Reverend Plane Moore in.
No.
But I think the actual Reverend Plane Moore
right.
did put that in.
And watch the game.
We've managed to get him today and we're going to speak to him later.
Reverend Plane Moore is going to join us.
See what he stands for.
What else have we got? We've got plenty of letters, bit of talky corner. Oh, I'm sure Ray fantastic. From Hornchurch will be Hornchurch. We popping up a little
gone
bit.
Out of play there.
Popping up throughout. Sounds like a laugh, doesn't it?
Subs, no one on the bench. No, I've gone Australia. I read a fact this week, John, that Erinsborough, it turned out not to be true, but I saw this. Erinsborough is actually an anagram of neighbours.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's fantastic.
Imagine not true.
That, but then not enough R's.
Yeah.
Not enough R's in the day, John. Hey, John, give us some news.
Speaking of hours.
Here
before
comes
we go
brilliantly
any
funny news.
Before we go any further, a little bit of Natob's admin. Last week's episode, 127, we did, or rather you realised, almost immediately after we put it out, that a glaringly obvious huge bit of fun was staring us in the face and we missed it.
Unbelievable, John. Episode 127. What's the 127 film? 127 hours. Who managed Torquay United? Gary Hours, we could have done a whole episode there on 127.
It literally wrote
episodes.
Itself.
Like having to cut your arm off to stay in
Gary,
the league.
Gary, like in sort of in Cheddar Gorge or something with his arm stuck in a...
No, Kent's Cavern. Come on.
Hyper-local, sorry, yes.
Knee shit down.
I know. Well, look, maybe we can still do it.
Gary Hours stuck in Kent's Cavern has got a game to keep us in the league. He has to, but he's stuck there. He has to chop his arm off.
Oh, yeah,
and it would have been brilliant, wouldn't it?
I know it's gone
thought
now.
About it, thought about it too late, John.
We'll do 128 hours.
No, we'll have to wait now.
Yeah. Oh, well. Look, let's have a look at some news, shall we? Because yes, time is pressing.
Give us
let's
some news.
Let's go back to Saturday. Eastleigh 1, Solihull Moors 1. And it's a good one. It's a good one for a game that I like to play where you put the surnames of the goal scorers together and you get a distinguished elderly actor.
Okay.
For Eastleigh, if you put the goal scorer and a red card together, it's Barnett Partington. It's, of course, a great old... Hello, I'm Barnett Partington.
Hello. 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 I'm Benson Airfield. It's always one of our favourites, isn't it?
Barnett Partington. So, yes, it's a fun little game. Did you know Solihull Moors as well had the tallest outfield player in Britain?
Oh, world's tallest keeper.
World's tallest outfield player.
Oh, was he he's a winger or something, isn't he?
About strikers. 6'9", Kyle Hudlin.
Oh, Hudlin.
Hudlin for warmth.
Hudlin. Well, wow. Kyle Hudlin. And 6'9"?
6'9".
Is he any good? Was he good touch for a big man?
I think he sounds all right, actually. He's probably, you know, Simon... Block Jorgensen, 6'11", world's tallest keeper.
World's tallest keeper. Simon Block Jorgensen.
Imagine if he went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and that came up as the million pound question.
Oh my gosh. And I'd still forget his name, John.
And you'd have to ring, what's his name? Is your phone a friend? Who's the linesman?
In fact, was it the same game?
It was the same game. Stan Weedon. I'm going to have to phone Stan.
I mean, it'd be a pretty niche phone a friend to have. Seems they're not friends. Just in case that question came up.
You just had a feeling.
Stan Weedon.
Yeah.
Everybody's favourite lino.
Maidenhead 0, Bournemouth 1. Weymouth 2, Bromley 1. Weymouth.
Ooh, what a
really,
result that
really
is.
Picking up. And he scored twice. We featured him last week. Andrew Dallas seems to be making all the making the difference for Weymouth.
More theme tune business.
Yeah, more theme tune stuff. Weymouth, they've also signed Dominic Ravan on loan from Aston Villa. I don't know if you know, he actually lived in a high-rise block in Birmingham, but now he's joined Weymouth. The Ravan's left the tower.
Oh,
thank
gosh.
You very much.
It's quite good, John. It's quite good, John. I enjoyed it.
Very home church. My old stomping ground, of course.
Oh, yeah, the ball's gone out of play. Out for a throw. For a long throw. Moxie not known for his long throws.
Still Australian.
Oh, I had it, didn't I, John? If only people could have heard it.
The fleeting moment where
people will never hear my Ray impression. To the best of its ability, because I did it off air. Home church. Home church FC.
Like we care. Wrexham 2, Dagenham 2. Another good one for the goal scorers, actually. Robinson Rance. Hello, I'm Robinson Rance.
Yeah, lovely.
The two Dagenham goal scorers.
Used to present Call My Bluff in the 70s.
yeah, Dagenham.
With your host, Robinson Rance.
And
the pest from the west.
Dagenham actually came back from 2-0 down with a 95th minute equaliser.
Yeah, that was lovely.
Against Wrexham, very nice.
Take that, Hollywood.
How many times do you think Dean Keats has said the following words in his post-match interview? We have to look at ourselves. We're in control of the football match and should have been out of sight at half time. I mean, yeah, he sort of should be pre-programmed to just sort of press a button and Dean Keats says that.
I'm assuming we did something a long time ago about Dean Keats v Mark Yates.
Yes, we did all that. Absolutely. We wouldn't have looked that particular gift horse in the mouth, would we?
Not like 120 hours.
Stockport won the Oval.
I will never get over us not doing 127 hours.
Do you think it would have been that good, though?
Maybe the thought of it.
I think it sounds great on paper.
Could say that about a lot of this podcast.
Maybe that's this year's Christmas story. It's not very Christmassy, is it? But
very much the Rob Street of ideas.
Hypothetical.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
On paper. But actually non-existent when it comes to it.
Stockport won the Oval 0. And Dover Hartlepool, do you see that postponed 24 hours before the game?
Yeah. What a surprise.
With a waterlogged pitch.
What a surprise. Mm. As I said, sponsored by Hose Lock.
And on to Tuesday night, Hartlepool 2, Solihull Moors 0. Mm. Notts County 3, Dagenham 1. Probably game of the day, game of the week, game of the year.
Yeah. Yes, unbelievable.
Notts County 1-0 up. The keeper gets sent off. No keeper on the bench. Midfielder Michael Doyle has to come on, go in goal. 3-0 up at half time. mean, how shit are Dagenham, honestly?
Well, we lost to them. We just lose to rubbish teams.
Yes. It wasn't it ever thus.
furious about it, John.
Altrincham 1, Wrexham 2. The Wrexham takeover has finally gone through. Dean Keats is buzzing. He sort of
they
said
should tweet about it a bit more.
You think I should really?
They should tweet about the Wrexham takeover a bit more.
But yeah, Dean Keats is buzzing. He said, we're progressing well. Things are starting to fall into place. We're looking sharper, looking brighter. Cue a defeat on Saturday.
Lovely.
It's just the Wrexham Ray. Wrexham Way. It
Wrexham
just
Ray.
Wrexham Ray. Wrexham, my old stomping ground, of course.
Wrexham, mate. I can't do a Wrexham accent. What's a Wrexham accent?
Robbie Savage is from, isn't it? It's unbelievable.
It's very good, John. Well done.
Yeah, the game on Tuesday night. Bromley 2, Kings Lynn 0. So at least Barnet, Dover, Kings Lynn, the bottom, Wrexham, yeah. Altrincham, Notts County, Stockport, Hartlepool in the playoffs. The mighty Torquay still top. Do you want an FA Trophy update?
No. Yes.
Torquay 1, Woking next round. Update over.
That's it. Woking another. So we've got to play Woking 3 times by the end of the season.
Yes.
We're going to have 0 players left.
Well, they haven't got Godfrey Poker anymore, but I'm sure they'll still try something.
Gehring will be clogging his way through the game, trying to clog Whitfield into the stand,
obviously.
Or whatever it's called. The Laithwaite Community Stadium, is that them? Can you tell? It's just too many games, John, isn't it?
Mm.
You just can't follow the narrative of the season because there's so many bloody games all the time.
I know. You can't keep up. Mm.
Can't keep up. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hello. This is the Reverend Plain Moore, and here is Thought for the Bay. Now, we are all following the ups and downs of the current Torquay United side, led by His Worship Gary Johnson. We all love Gary. Yes, we do. But we can't explain the amount of injuries we're currently having, and I have myself been laying hands on a lot of the players, on their hamstrings, on their knees, on their groins, and trying to get them fit. This has so far had zero effect. In fact, many of them feel worse. But here at the Church of Gary Johnson, we truly believe in going up. How are we going to get there? We don't know. How are we going to get there? We don't care. All I know is we are on our way. We're on our way. We are on our way. To the Football League, we are on our way. I am seeing Olaf Kosciella this afternoon to lay hands on him. I know he's not injured, but I haven't seen him in a while. We're on our way. To the Football League, we're on our way. Ah, Gary, who art in Devon, Gary be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy Football League will be done, on earth as it is in Devon. Give us this day our daily pasty, as we forgive those who also played for Exeter City. Dean Moxey. Forever and ever, the power and the glory. Amen. And that is it for today's Thought for the Bay with me, the Reverend Plain Moore.
The National Obsession.
Truro City, what's on? Ivor Dudney speaking, what's on?
Ivor, it's John here from the National Obsession.
Who?
It's John from the National Obsession, how are you?
I don't know who you are. Podcast. I've just been on the bloody phone to Joe Biden's, isn't it?
Lav, this is what I was going to ask you.
Bloody Biden's coming down here, and he's coming down here with Joe Biden's and his wife and his Alsatians. This is coming down here. Over the bridge, I said, it's extra if you got a bigger car, Joe. And he's like, that's okay. I'm bringing a few people. So I said, well, you can buy a pass for 10 people. £10. It's not a pound each, pound. So, it's Joe Biden's is coming. And that one of Germany, what's her name?
Well, it's the G7, isn't it? That's been
the G7. I don't think they're coming. I don't think that vocal group of X Factor, are they coming? Are they, John?
It's at Carbis Bay. You got
Carbis Bay. Yeah, beautiful. You ever been there, John?
I've not been there. No.
Next to St. Ives. That's what about most you can say about it. It's next to St. Ives, like Paignton, next to Torquay, isn't it? I've been up there, up the north there. I know my way around.
So you got Justin Trudeau's coming in from Canada.
Is it Trudeau? That's what I said. Is Justin you true? Is it Trudeau?
So pound for him. Pound for pound.
It's dollar.
Emmanuel Petty. Macron.
Emmanuel Macron. Yeah, he's coming up, is he? Pound. Franck.
I don't think they've used that for a while. Angela Merkel's coming.
Angela, that's the one I like. I like what I like about her name is John. Is her name's like Angela, but we say it Angela. And there's we got a lot of anglers down here, and it's in the fishing industry. Is going to the dogs down here, John. So all the anglers are cross. That's so she won't so be true. The only cross angler in Cornwall that weekend.
Whoever the Italian one is,
I don't know.
Sure.
You find it so bloody funny, John. Trying to get some fishing going down here. Trying to sell our fish. No one told us we wouldn't be able to sell our European fish to Europe.
Shinzo Abe from Japan is coming.
That's easy for you to say, John.
Boris Johnson and Joe Biden as well. So they're all coming to Cornwall.
Them bastards won't be in by then, will them. When is it, John? I better get the bloody place prepared. Isn't it?
It's in the summer, in June.
Summer, is it? There's plenty of people down here in the summer. We won't bloody see them. They won't get in. They won't be able to book anywhere. It's all full. Full everywhere, John. Tried to book somewhere the other day. I said, usual, is it pound? He said, £5. I was like, £5?
So the message is to Joe Biden, bring a pound. You'll get over the bridge.
My message to Joe Biden is I'll come next year. Well, you won't get in this year. It's bloody packed down here. Anyway, gotta go. Cheerio, bye, John.
The National Obsession.
Listening to The National Obsession. And it's time for... Letters from a listener. When you go, we'll send back
a letter from a listener. What happened there?
Wowzers, John.
What happened?
128 times and we still do that.
Anyway, would you like some letters?
127 hours of that. There we are. Any letters, John?
Yes, we have.
Fantastic.
Let's kick off with Gary Head, as you called him last time he came on, Gazhead. He's a Bristol Rovers fan.
See, well, look at that. It's good, wasn't it? Funny then.
Really
clever,
quick to sharp the old synapses, just firing.
What's a Bristol Rovers fan listening to this joke?
He's not a Bristol Rovers fan.
Oh, right.
You just said he should be.
Oh, he should be. Who's he support?
Let's find out. He says, okay. I presume if the National League gets cancelled, the podcast will pop up every now and again with sounds of tumbleweed and you guys kicking random cans down random roads.
Oh, you've heard that Cheltenham episode.
He says, also, last time I had a mention, Charlie mentioned my name should be that of a Bristol Rovers fan, a.k.a. Gaz Head.
Yes.
I should add, I've had lots of comments through my surname over the years, ripe for playground insults, but I've never considered my Bristol Rovers link. There you go. You've given him food for thought there. He says, it made me wonder if there are any players that should be playing games for other clubs. For example, Sam Deering should play for Mansfield, Stags.
Lovely.
All double-barreled name players should play for Peterborough, Posh. See?
He says, very good.
I'm bored with the lockdown now, clearly, says Gary.
Well, I have this theory. You know how like Arsene Wenger was at Arsenal, man?
Yes.
And then Sammy McElroy at Macclesfield.
Yes.
That was a good one. And there's a new one now, Thomas Tuchel at
Chelsea.
That's the same as Arsene Wenger.
Is it quite? I don't
know. It is, John.
It's too cool, though, isn't it?
Well, you've poured cold water on that.
It's too cool, though, isn't it?
Tuchel.
Okay. Well, if you can think, I can't think
to
of any of this.
Bit work.
I can't think of any off the top of my head. Are there any? I just try to think of teams.
If anybody's got any, let us know at NatObsPod or what's the email address?
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can let us know on those. Thank you, Gary Head. That is, I'm sure he's had all. Imagine all the stuff he's had his whole life. What a shame.
Can't have been fun.
Can't be fun. Lovely. How many letters?
Me. Sorry.
Do you want to eat?
Blimey, that came from nowhere.
Wow, that was a real
Sorry about that.
Damning indictment of my banter.
I knew if I didn't let it out, it just had to go. Sorry about
just
that.
Had to go. Oh. Just tired.
Blimey. Yeah, really tired.
Sorry. Really gripping podcast this week. Okay. No,
it's because I thought we'd get you yawning, of course.
Horn Dave. Church. Yawn Church.
Yeah, but they've seen any players yawning, Dave.
Yawn Church. Ever seen my old stomping ground? Dave, you ever seen... if anybody yawned on the pitch in the 30s, you could punch them in the mouth and get away with it. I can't do Dave.
No, no one can do Dave.
Thank you, Gary. That must be two letters from Gary now.
I think that's number two, yep.
Is he an NHS nurse, John?
He's not, no. Well, he might be, but he hasn't said.
He hasn't said. If he is, he's missed out. And if he was, he'd be on for a FOF number, John. But, of course, he's not sent in the three letters yet, which is the requisite amount of letters for to become a FOF.
Someone who is a FOF and an NHS nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Daisy Seller.
Hello,
been back
Daisy
in touch.
Seller. Oh, the old Altrincham. Old Altrincham in fan.
She says,
come
hi.
To gloat. Come
hi,
to gloat.
Charlie and John. Apologies for not writing in last week. I feared that anything I put risked rubbing salt into the wound.
We can accept
salt. I can accept
wounds.
That.
We've been at this long enough to accept that other teams will beat us.
It was nice to give little old Altrincham a bit of a day out, wasn't it?
Part-time.
Something
the
to just...
Plucky part-timers.
She also says, thank you for playing Fanfare for the Common Man during the last episode. This is the song that the mighty oldie come out onto the pitch. Oh, for God's sake.
You didn't know that, did you, John?
I didn't know that.
Ugh. Well, it's a good idea, though.
It's really stirring, isn't it?
I tell you what, Daisy Seller has found her niche podcast. She really has.
Loves this.
Can't get enough. I just can't believe it. There she is, living in a little hovel in Altrincham, up there, little northern little place.
And pretty just, like Weatherfield, like little Coronation Street,
tiny
cobbles.
Little hovel, all cobbles there, and, you know, having a bath outside. Rats for dinner, you know, that sort of thing.
She also says, all the best against Wealdstone on Tuesday, exclamation mark.
Shut up,
on
Daisy.
On the ice, Daisy.
On the ice. She did. What number FOF is she?
42.
Well, 40 is the meaning of life, you see.
42, of course.
42, yeah. And not often you see the number 42 on the back of a shirt. Two 42s, of course, tonight. okay.
It's worth pointing out.
The ball's gone out of play.
It's worth pointing out Daisy sent that before, pre-Wealdstone.
Well,
she was
very kind of you, Daisy, for the good thought. So maybe it was you that got us the last-minute equaliser. From Billy Waters, of course. I don't know if you know this, John, about Billy Waters. He only gets paid from minute 88.
It's true.
He's on commission. He's on commission from minute 88.
Misses on purpose before that.
He does, before that. And he only gets paid if he scores after minute 88.
Little known fact.
Little fact for you there. Thank you, Daisy. On the ice.
Cheers, Daisy. On the ice,
Steve. And Gary Head. Any other letters, John?
One final one, but it's from two people in one letter. This is from Katie and Jess Greatrex. They say, hello, Charlie and John. I listened to your podcast for the first time ever. It's a bit disappointing that it took their dad to be on the podcast for them to listen, but there you go.
Unbelievable. Says, I've known these girls since they were born, John.
I'm a bit confused. Could you please get someone better to explain than my dad? I mean, this is the National League. He attempted to explain how to multiply fractions the other day. It did not end well. That's from Katie and Jess Greatrex. Casting doubt on Tom Greatrex's ability to explain the National League.
Hey, I don't know why they're listening, because I don't think they support any team in the National League.
Unless they're Altrincham fans. Everyone else seems to be.
And so, they shouldn't be listening because they're not National League fans. And you know, so they're going to have to choose a National League club to support.
Choose wisely.
I did their podcast yesterday, John, Katie and Jesse. There, I think.
Has everybody got a podcast
got
now?
Now?
Is that
it
now?
It's the law of lockdown.
That's worth pointing out. We were doing this before it was cool.
As I've said, in London, you're never more than 2 feet from a podcast. and they were interviewing me about famous women, about Dolly Parton, Josephine Baker and Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay.
And I loved their interview style. They'd ask me a really brilliant question and then they'd sort of skip around the room and dance around the room while I was answering it. Which is sort of what I imagine you're doing whenever I'm speaking, John.
No, I'm yawning.
I know that.
Massive not old
even,
yawn.
Not even covering. Tell us about the Dartmoor Classic.
That time I just forgot to turn the mic off.
The old Dartmoor classic. Okay.
Okay, okay. I think the podcast has come to an end here, Dave.
Katie and Jesse, thank you so much
yes,
for writing.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You can't have a FOF number, I'm afraid, because you are my actual friends. So you don't get one, I'm afraid. That's just how it works. If you'd like a FOF number, though, you can send us three letters. Where can they be sent, John?
They send it to nationalobsession@gmail.com, but crucially, do not ask for a FOF number.
No, that is the main rule. If you ask for one, you do not get one. Ever.
You have to be some kind of idiot.
Some kind of idiot. There'll be some people who we have definitely sent in three letters and we have completely missed them. Don't want to ask because they know they won't get one.
And if you feel that, applies to you, whatever you do, do not mention
ask.
It.
But look, if that is you, let's just say a little code. Let's
code
say,
word Hornchurch.
Hornchurch, okay. Also, 11 minutes to go or something. The game here, playing out now, nearly finished.
On the wind down. It's got one foot out the door here, actually, Dave.
That was it. That was very
home.
Good, John. That was very good,
was
John.
That it?
You nailed it then. Foot out the door, realize. Gary now. Getting into Gary time. I can't do it anymore.
Taking it over.
What you are like is like, you know in Harry Potter when the Dementors come in and they suck the life out of people? You have... through this podcast, taken my Ray impression from me. Sucked it out of me.
There we go.
Well, look, thanks so much for all your letters. We've really appreciated it. We love getting your letters. If you want to send us, do that on that address John just said.
Oh, we've done it all, yeah.
Three and you become a FOF number. Leave us, we've had some lovely 5-star reviews on iTunes. If you can do that, that's great. Leave us a 5-star review. Maybe write a little something in the box. That always helps as well. Do that. Keep watching the National League. Keep keeping up to date with it, John.
Yep.
We have to. We're sort of contractually obliged to.
So you should have to as well.
Look, we have to do it.
Yeah.
So you have to. Let's hope Torquay beat Woking on Saturday. But yes. I'm not hopeful, John. But let's hope they do.
Let's hope they absolutely f***ing stuff them.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yellow Army. Right. There we are. On the ice, John.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan. Charlie Baker.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier and 7 nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.